BRWB 489, WSHM 738, over.
WSHF 567, monitoring, good morning.
Good morning. That was weird, I heard you, but you were kind of weak, and then I keyed it up and the repeater come back strong. That was odd.
I don't know. Are you out the door already on your way to work?
No, man. It's Saturday.
Yeah, duh.
Anyways, good morning. I haven't heard Mike in here yet. He probably starts later, I guess.
I forgot it was the weekend, Paul. That's how fast they're going by.
Yeah, well, we need to slow it up when it's the weekend. We don't need to force those through quick. I caught another guy in here last night going, F you, pal. I recognized his voice immediately. So, there's another one. You know what I think I heard, Sam? I heard the other repeater.
What, like they linked them again?
No, I'm not sure. There's another repeater that comes in here in the morning sometimes. Well, I hear it throughout the day. Can't be too far away, but sometimes it's stronger and sometimes it's weaker. But it was weird when you keyed up and said something, it was really weak. But I'm hearing this thing just fine, full bars. I don't know. And then I thought I heard something mixing in with this one, so I'm not sure. About it, Mike, you in there? WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Must be getting into Mets disease.
I think so. Hey, have you talked to Bob the last few days?
I haven't talked to him in like 2 days. He wanted me to do something for him, and I couldn't get away.
I think I took care of it.
Right, Joe.
He needed new Visqueen for his intensive care unit. Yeah, he wanted to clean the windows on his intensive care unit. He wanted a bottle of Windex and paper towels. You're not going there again, are you? It entailed going somewhere, didn't it? And if it was, I took care of it.
Can you hear me good where I'm at?
Oh yeah, you're doing good. Yep.
You guys brought me a snow blower yesterday. He says, man, I put a new plug in it, I put a new carburetor on it, and all the thing I do is start up and stall. I can't get it to run. I took the thing apart, Paul. He had gaskets where they didn't belong. Of course it wasn't going to run.
Yeah, you know, I've rebuilt little small engine carburetors before, and I don't know what I'm doing with them, Sam, but I handled it.
Well, man, there's a big steel gasket that goes in the front of the carburetor. He had it behind the carburetor, and it's going to leak air that way. I took it all apart, put new gaskets in it, fixed it the right way for him.
Yeah, I only had a problem with the one. I did like 3 or 4 on my gas products around here. I had a problem with that one where it was flooding. I mean, it was flooding, right? And I never understood why. And then we took it to your house, and you had a little gas tank, and you held it up high, just like it would be positioned on the device itself. And it didn't do it at your house. I brought it home, it did it. So at that point, I decided to tear it all apart, and I put the pieces in an ultrasonic cleaner, because I'm thinking one of them little passageways were probably clogged.
Well, the carburetors are cheap enough. You could buy one on Amazon for like $20, you know?
Yeah, I think that's... I don't know if I bought that one. I forgot which one it was because I did the snowblower. I did the generator. I think I did the lawn edger. And then I maybe only did three, but I thought I did three or four. I don't remember now. It's been about 4 or 5 years. But for the most part, everything went fine. I went up to a place at 15 in Utica and bought the rebuild kits, and I couldn't find a rebuild kit for one of them, so I just bought, like you said, one of them $18 carburetors. Then I found the kit later. I bought it, rebuilt it, so it's in the box, and it's a good OEM replacement now. Yeah, you get those carburetors off Amazon. They come with all the pieces for the throttle and the choke and all that stuff. Because they use that carburetor on many devices, they gave you all those plastic pieces to put on, you know, depending on what vehicle. Or what engine, you know what I'm talking about.
Like they give you enough for your make and model and a little extra.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I'm sure you just soak your carburetors in brake clean to clean them out. Ultrasonic cleaner would be a good thing to have, Sam, a little one for those small carburetors.
You know, I've been thinking about buying one, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you probably use soak it in brake clean, right?
I just blow them out in the key areas that need to be blown out, clean them out where they need to be cleaned out, and that's it, and send them on their way. Here we go. Call WSHF 567.
I missed what you said in the beginning. What was that, Sam?
Says, here we go with the jamming.
They're warming up, right?
But I'm the one that gets out of bed and starts it every morning. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, well. I had a couple of guys telling me yesterday that one guy in particular, go back to GMRS where you belong. And I'm like knocking it, right? I'm like, wait a minute. I got licensed in early 2025, and you got your license in 2022? It's kind of like me buying a Cadillac, Sam, and then you going... and you owning one before I ever bought one and still owning it, and then you telling me, bah, what'd you buy that piece of crap for? Bah, it's a Cadillac. What are you, stupid? That's kind of the mentality with some of those people, for sure.
They got to be pretty lonely and miserable to have their minds on us all the time to do this day in and day out. They got to be pretty miserable in their own skin.
And sick, because they tell you we're rent-free in your head as they're talking about you every night, you know what I mean? I think you better get a cross-check on who's got the free rent.
Somebody don't take advice.
I'm sorry, sir, we're in a conversation, and really it's just me and him. And when we're done, we'll let you know. I don't talk to jammers, Haney. I just don't talk to jammers.
Yeah, well, for some reason, they can't keep their mouth shut.
Well, they're mad because they dipped a cookie on that little joke. You know, you can't plan it kind of like that. It was just kind of off the whim thing, and they took it and they ran with it. They were playing music on the radio, Celebration, 15 minutes after they heard that. I can't make this stuff up. All because I couldn't get hold of Bob and he was sleeping. It's maybe a talk to Aggie the last few days. Oh, my God. They were so disappointed when they heard Bob's voice, I'm sure.
Every band you go on, you got to stir shit up, man. Everyone.
I told you, we're in the middle of a conversation. Do you want to keep interfering? It's the truth. It's what happened. You know what, Sam? It's the truth. It's exactly what happened. They bit the cookie and ran with it.
Well, I know this. You know this. They're both out here.
I don't talk to that guy. He's been caught jamming more than once out here. And this is another thing they traditionally do. Point the finger at you, Sam. Point the finger at Mike. And their hatred runs so great, they invoke in illegal operations being a licensed radio operator jamming the people they hate. And you're the problem. I'm the problem. And all we're trying to do is come out here and talk. And their hatred causes them to do illegal activity, including death threats, bodily harm, and jamming.
I ain't jammed this radio one time, and all you do is sit out here and talk about people stirring up shit every day. That's what you do on all these frequencies, like you told yesterday. That's all you do is stir up trouble on all these stations.
Hey, Scott Hubbell, shut your mouth. I told you to quit texting me, quit contacting me on the radio, in text. There's your official notice.
What are you going to do about it? Quit running your mouth.
You got a hard head, crackhead.
Hey, don't forget, you used to snort cocaine too, but we don't rub that in your face.
Well, you can say anything you want. You guys are a bunch of liars anyways. You never personally seen me do anything, but I know you call a little three-year-old girl an N-word. Aren't you a big, proud one over there on Marquette Street?
You personally have never seen me do anything.
No, but I personally heard the story of you telling people at a Halloween party a little over a year ago that you were hooked on heroin. And you know what? I believe you.
Yeah, well, that was 8 years, and what kind of asshole rubs something like that in somebody's face? You were the cocaine addict also, Paul, but you don't hear me sitting here saying anything about it, do you?
I think I just did, but I never was. That's why I still work for a living, Scott Hubbell, and that's why I own a house. And I told you, cease and desist. Go ahead, Sam.
You can't stop me from talking on this radio. It's public, and when you're sitting here talking about me on 2 meter, I'm gonna confront you, all right? And I'm not going to stop confronting you. And I don't jam this system. I talk on it. WSEU 202.
He's been caught doing it more than once by more than one person. He can sit there and lie. He's also the one that used that voice changer that said some racist crap about Mike. So he can lie all he wants. He's a bad liar, and that's what he is.
You have never caught me once, and my programs over here show me when I went back and looked at it, Paul, when you're sitting at your house talking to me right now, you are at 30 decibel, minus decibel, and you go to 40 when you're in your car and you're going to work. You never once get anywhere near my house. I got it all right here on my screen showing me you are nowhere near my house. You never once came over 50, negative 50 decibels.
Scott, you need to learn a little bit about radio before you try talking technical, especially when it comes to lies about it. You better learn a little more.
On the input signal, buddy, on 6-7, you never were nowhere near my house, so quit your lying, Paul. Quit your lying. Quit talking about people. I don't jam this shit, so don't talk about me.
Hey, you don't swear on it either, do you? You've been caught doing it, coming right from your house. You lie all you want. You're a bad liar, and that's one thing I do know about you. That's like Alex Barr. He's also been caught doing it by a couple of people more than once. Go ahead and keep lying about it.
Until you show the proof, Paul, you're the liar. I got proof right here on this screen. You were nowhere near my house that morning. Nowhere near my house. You're the liar.
Sounds like somebody guilty trying to plead their innocence to me.
Oh, yeah, just like you crying the other day on 2 Meter about the jamming of the football game or the hockey game. Yeah, I heard you on 2 Meter trying to explain, right? So don't go there with me, Paul. I listen. I pay attention. I know what I'm doing. Keep your name, my name out of your mouth, and we won't have no problem. Quit talking about me, Paul, because I'm going to start cheating up. I've been listening, man, for months. All you do is talk about people. I'm going to start cheating up.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least I'm not lying when I'm talking, jammer.
You lie every time, every morning. That's all you do is lie, Paul. You lie on every frequency you go on. You lie and cause trouble. And I'm going to sit here and start saying something every morning. So get used to it.
Yeah, cause trouble by exposing the jammers. Yeah. Yeah, you're a big man, Scott Hubble. You're a big man, all right. You've made death threats to me. When are you going to make good on those? I'd like to see you try.
Keep digging up old stuff, man. Come on, Paul. Come up with something new. You're going to talk about somebody. At least come up with something new, new material. You keep repeating yourself for the last 3 years. Repeating yourself, Paul. You threatened to rape my daughter. What? You pushed me to my limit, Paul. You pushed me, all right? You're going to rape my daughter? You don't hear me, though. See, I shut up, Paul. I let things go. But you keep stirring the pot.
You don't let nothing go. And nobody ever threatened to rape your daughter. I don't even know your daughter. I just know your wife puts on her Facebook page that she don't talk to you. Jeez, no wonder why she don't talk to you, too.
I got it recorded, Paul. You're going to rape my daughter, and ain't nothing I can do about it. I have it recorded.
Yeah, why didn't you play it in court there?
Because the court had nothing to do with it. You see me put them disc over to the side because all she was after me about was me stalking you and said I was going to hit you in the head with a brick. That's what we were there for, and that's what we took care of.
Go away, Scott Hubble. You're just trouble. You're everything you accuse everybody else of, and you go out and lie about not jamming. You've been caught red-handed doing it on a walkie-talkie receiving right on the input, right at I-94 and 11 Mile Road going westbound. That exit right there. How far is that from your house? Not far.
Look up the definition of caught red-handed. You didn't catch me doing nothing. You didn't come over here and see me with my radio in my hand. All right, Paul, so stop your lying, man. Stop your lying. I got it on my screen right here. You were nowhere near my house, so quit it. I got the proof.
You got no proof, jammer. Go away. If you keep interfering with our conversation, then I'm going to have to report you.
Report me, Paul. Go right ahead. Quit slandering me on this radio. Quit slandering me on 2 Meter. Quit slandering me, Paul, and I'll leave you alone.
No, no, because you've been caught red-handed doing it. Even on my way home from work, you were doing it. Right from Fraso and the street just west of the park. You keep lying all you want there, Scott Hubble. That was coming from your house.
We could do this all day, Paul. Quit slandering me. You ain't got no proof of me doing anything, Paul. You can't prove nothing, so go ahead and report me, Paul.
Paul? Go away, Scott Hubble. If you don't like it, then you shouldn't have did it.
I didn't do nothing to you, Paul. Not one thing. Not one thing have I ever done to you. You've been messing with me for the last 3.5 years, man. And remember, first words out of your mouth, your radio sounds like crap. So you're the one that started it.
Yeah, I made a mistake. It wasn't your radio. It's your voice.
Yeah, well, I'm here to stay. There ain't nothing you're going to do about it. Every time you talk about me, I'm going to key you up and I'm going to say something. And I'm going to make you talk to me and take up parts of your day. I don't care.
And any other time when we're just talking, you're going to jam us like you've been doing, right? You and your crew, right?
I keyed up the radio. I turned on the radio this morning, and you were talking away, man. So, yeah, I'm going to do it. Every time you're talking about me, jam it. I'm gonna key up. I'm going to say something.
It's not worth the breath you're wasting.
Tell that to your leader over there. Thinks he's above the law.
Above the law, but I don't jam nobody. Unlike you, you and your friends jam people out of hatred. That's what you do. You go ahead and lie about it all you want. I'm on to you and your little crew there.
You make it up because I'm living in your head.
Let's go, Sam. Just what I was talking about, living in their head. Yeah, they're living in our heads, but they jam us every time we're out here talking, no matter what we're talking about. Their crew, who's got the free rent? I think they better take another look at it.
Hey, Paul, I own a couple acres in a farmhouse in your head. I don't say nothing, and you're always talking about me. You're talking about me on Ham CBN on here, and I don't even say nothing to you.
Scott, I really do wish you had that farmland in my head, because then you could say you almost actually own some property.
Oh, I happen to own a few lots, to tell you the truth, Paul, but see, you don't know nothing, man. All you do is make things up, man. You constantly make things up. Just like when you go down here to Florida and you stay at that motel and lurk around that pool for a week. I could just imagine.
Yeah, that don't happen, Scott. I can't afford it. You know that, right?
$140,000 a year. I think you could afford a lot more.
Yeah? Well, maybe you should have applied yourself when you were younger.
I didn't live in my mom's basement until I was 40 years old, neither, so... Just leave me alone, Paul. Quit talking about me and I'll shut up, all right?
Yeah, I'd like to say you live in Robert Westfall Jr.'s, or the second's basement, but I don't think that place has got one.
Once again, you're talking about something you know nothing about.
Keep telling that big lie. I think I'm going to call you Mr. Occupant. That's what they call renters, you know. Let's just cover that one for a minute. I was telling Mike or whoever one morning that I was glad to pay off my house. It was one of the things that I had to get out of the way to retirement. And you went in there, you were so jealous of that information, you wanted to, I paid cash for my house. Well, I decided to look. Another lie.
Cash for mine's not a lie.
I believe you. You don't lie. I mean, I got no reason to question you, Sam. I don't know you as a liar. ain't nothing wrong. They can go look at my house through the city. I can look at their houses, right? I mean, whatever. I mean, why lie about it? It's only a big deal because I got caught lying about it. And a liar is a liar is a liar. A liar typically doesn't tell just one lie, Sam.
Exactly.
You've been going on about this stuff for years, and you've been caught so many lies, it's not funny, Paul. But we don't say nothing. We just let you go. You know, all across all these frequencies, that's all you do is tell stories, man. Nobody believes them no more except for Ricketts and Cook and the Chihuahua over there. There's just only two you got left on this thing.
Hey, you know what, Scott Hubble? I don't really care what you say. I know you to be a liar. I know you got a troubled past. And I know you have hatred that runs deep in your system. Just don't let it cost you something. Since you're the guy that likes to give good advice, so you say, I'm giving you a piece of good advice. Don't be stupid.
Hey, man, the best advice I heard was the advice that Eli gave you last night. So, go ahead, Paul. Do what you got to do, man, all right? As long as you got a couple of believers, man. And the only reason why they talk to you is because you work on their radio.
No, I've been on the radios in a long, long time. So, I mean, you can keep using that for a bad excuse. But, you know, I don't really care what you say. I just know you're a worthless liar. That's all. I'm sorry. The facts are the facts. You can call a 3.5-year-old girl the N-word. It tells me all I need to know about you.
I don't have to have them work on my stuff. I could just buy new. You don't know what you're talking about, 202. WSHF 567 for ID purposes.
And WSHM 738. I'm going to ignore that troublemaking idiot that likes to jam people and lie about it. I'm going to ignore him from this point forward. I don't care what he likes. I don't care what he doesn't like. What he doesn't like is the life he's created for himself. That I know for sure. How could you?
But I said his advertisements don't have none. Give it along. Forget it.
Just listen to him. I mean, you can tell he's not very well educated, dropping F-bombs out here, saying the shite's a word, you know, on and on and on. No civil obedience. Couldn't hold an argument without a cuss word if he was paid to do it. And trust me, he probably could use the money. He doesn't like the fact that I talk about a guy that he doesn't even know that come up here last night that hangs out with Eli on 2 meters, 145.59, and come up here and said, F you, Paul, tried to hide his voice, right? And then defended it when I told him on 2 meters I knew it was you doing it. The other guy, Jeffrey Zemeckis, WCAD is his call sign. He has a call sign here, too. And so, yeah, and he goes, well, because that's you. You got that other guy doing it to Dave. No, I don't. That's Dave's own relationship that went bad with that guy that lives north of him. I don't even know who that guy is. So they just tell stories of grand illusion, you know, I'm telling you. It's amazing to me.
And there he goes, trying to explain himself for all the stuff that he does. Paul, you're a loser, man. That's all you are. You're a loser.
Well, if this is losing, I don't want to be your type of winner. I'm going to send you something, Sam, to prove what I say. I'll send it to you in a little bit.
I wouldn't believe you're lying, even if they told me you were lying. So there you go.
I'll back up what I'm saying. I'll show you. It's right off the City of Rose Hills website. Hold on a minute. The whole problem comes down to this, Sam, that their hatred runs so deep for some people that they just can't let it go and ignore them and do their own little thing. They got to come in here and poke themselves into a situation. They got to jam you in the morning when you're trying to talk. And it's not one, It's about four or five out there that do it, of that crew.
I don't jam this station not one bit. I do not jam this frequency not one time, and every time you bring up my name, I'm going to key up. I'm going to start saying something. I'm not going to let it slide no more, Paul. I'm sick of hearing it.
You're sick of hearing it. You should have never did it.
But it's all me. I get up every morning. I'm the cause of it all.
I suppose he's not the one that put the jammer on 19 either, right? So, you know that... He didn't do that neither. He'll sit there and tell you a bold-faced lie about that, too. And he's been caught doing that as well.
I don't have no jammer over here. My jammer is my voice. If I'm going to say something, if I'm going to jam, I'm going to key up and say something. I'm not a coward. I don't hide behind some jammer. So get that out of your head. Once again, you're talking about something you know nothing about.
There he goes, telling other bold-faced lies, see? They're the same. They lie about everything.
It is me.
Go fill up this cup, I'll be back.
Yeah. All right. Number is HM 738.
You better pull out a dictionary and start looking up what it means to be caught with your hand in the cookie jar. You ain't never seen me do nothing, and you ain't can't prove nothing. So quit your lying.
Hey, the best one, Scott, is when you try using that voice changer out here and making some racist comment towards Mike, trying to disguise the way you pronunciate your words, and it didn't work. Caught red-handed.
Your thinking and your low mentality is really getting you in trouble, Paul. Hey, nobody has no voice changer. The only voice changer I got is this one right here, all right? I don't play the games, Paul. You know me. I'll speak up and say something.
Yeah, and when you're speaking, you're lying. WSHM 738. Goodbye. There you go, Sam. You got the one, so towards the top of the page and then towards the bottom of the page. My point proven. Not that it matters. Seems to matter to him, though.
I think you're the only one it matters to. You're the one that always bringing it up.
Does that he's a runner.
Yep, I believe the name is Occupant, right? That's the name used. You see who the owner is, right? And that's today's information. And I mean, it has all the work that had to be performed in 2023, this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? It's an outdated website. All this only come up for one reason there, Sam, is because I happened to mention to Mike or you one day that I paid off my house 8.5 years early. And, you know, it started into, I paid cash for my house, I paid that house. So I decided to cross-check people. You know, I typically take people for their words. Well, some people.
There's a song about that. Lies, lies, tell me sweet little lies. Not so sweet, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know what I mean? He's sitting there telling me, oh, it's never you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's all you, you kind of devil, it's you, it's you. Every text that ever came from him, he initiated, like the last three of them after a quiet period, for a while after court, you know, but he's starting in again. He's poking, prodding. He wants something. I'm not sure what he wants, but if you want something, go get it. My best advice to anyone.
Poking and prodding, but you're the one that talks about me every morning. Every morning you talk about me. My name comes out of your mouth every morning, Paul. Every morning. So I'm the one poking and prodding. I got you.
Well, you are. What about the last three texts that you sent? Unsolicited text. Uninvited text.
Because you're so lonely and self-esteem is so low that you got to sit there and start rumors about your friends. You didn't care about the people who love that man that you hurt, right? You didn't care about that. That's your mentality, Paul. You don't care. You're just searching for attention is all you're doing, Paul. That's all you do out here is you look for attention.
No, I don't. I talk to my friends, and you don't like it, and you despise it along with your other friends. So much so in the form of you jamming us in the morning or on the way home in the afternoon. You're a joke.
I don't jam you one bit on GMRS, not one bit. I've never jammed one time on GMRS. You can't prove it. There ain't no catching me with my hand in my cookie jar because it wasn't me. But you go ahead, you make up your stories, Paul. You go right ahead, just like you made up the one about Aggie and all the people that you hurt in the meantime. But that's all right, Paul. Your self-esteem is pretty low, man. Look at you, Paul.
Where did you go? Well, let me tell you something there, Scotty. It's because you people hang on the edge of your radio waiting to hear something, because you're basically stalkers, right? And so I gave you something I thought you needed, and you took it and you ran with it, and I think it's hilarious.
Stalking? I'm not the one driving around in my Jeep, man, tracking signals, Paul. I'm not stalking nobody, all right? And at least my wife didn't sell her engagement ring to go gamble at the damn casino. Jeez, Paul, get a life.
Oh, Scotty boy, you talk about me talking about things that I don't know, and you sit there and do it right and left. There's something wrong with you. There's just something wrong with you. You know, I can keep telling you go away, but you just don't listen. You got a hard head. And somebody will fix that for you one day, I'm sure of it. They probably already have in your past. I don't know. Bob said he knew you from the 80s or something. You must be a truly tormented guy because you live. Without me, you don't live.
Apparently, it's the other way around. I hear you saying my name all the time, Paul. All the time. I don't say nothing. So who's the new head, Paul? I got stock in that brain.
Yeah, I just talk about the things you do and give you credit that you well deserve. And you don't like it. Too bad.
You know nothing, Paul. And you make it all up is all you do. That's all you do because your self-esteem is so low. That's all you do is make things up about people. You got to entertain yourself. That's what you're doing, Paul. This is why you do it, because you're searching for attention. You must have got picked on a lot when you were in grade school. I bet you still carry lunch money around in your pocket.
He's going to kindergarten tactics. That's your mentality, Hubble.
Listen to your tactics. You're out here talking about me about things you know nothing about, Paul. When you did the same things I did, you used to do drugs, so did I. But I don't rub it in your face.
You didn't know me You didn't know me until 3-4 years ago. You talk whatever you want. I'm using your own words and the things that you've done now. Right? Your own words and the things that you've got caught doing. I don't care if you don't like it. There ain't anything you're going to do about it. All right, Sam, I'm done with the interferer. You can't reason with an ill mentality, undereducated individual that one day will never own a house. If he hasn't done it at 59 years old, he's not going to do it now. WSHM 738. Go ahead and play out on this repeater by yourself, Scott. Jam yourself out here, all right? Get some practice in. WSHM 738.
Once again, you're talking about something you know nothing about.
Oh, yeah, Sam, not to mention that my buddy John, who he doesn't know, his hatred grows for him only because Eli pumps him full of, you know, whatever. And, and now he's making name drops and level drops that he wouldn't know unless he knew somebody that worked in that area with my buddy. So now he's attacking him and putting these little drops out. That's very stalker-esque for not knowing the guy, other than he talks to me and what Eli pumps him full of. And he seems to be jealous about this vacation to Florida, too, coming up at the end of May during Memorial Day. If he wants to go, I'll take him. All he's got to do is say, can I go?
Number one, about his job thing. I got a club brother that works right along with him. So, there you go. We put two and two together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, we know you know somebody, right? Because you know things that you wouldn't otherwise know. And that guy's important to you. Why? Because he talks to me. That's why. Proves my case one further.
I've done nothing but say hello to that guy. All right. Ain't no games played.
Oh, did you call him a Tier 2 employee? You don't know him that well, do you?
Well, you're a factory worker. I don't know you that well. You call me all kinds of things. You don't know me at all.
I give you credit for the things you've done, the things you've caught doing, been caught doing, and I give you credit for the things that you've told people. I sure do. I don't deny you there.
The truth that came out of your mouth that time is I already said that I used to do heroin. Everything else is a lie. And I was just waiting to them people why I don't smoke pot and I don't drink. I said I used to be a heroin addict. So there you go. Switching down.
Better get back on your base radio. That HT that you say you don't own ain't making it in too good.
Oops, sorry. I had the wrong antenna. That's pretty funny. I was talking on 3 foot of coax.
Yeah, okay.
Morning, Arthur Paul, WRWB, 49.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Man, it's like, what, minus four out?
I see minus five. Yeah, it's still saying minus five on my, well, in this city anyways, right here. And it can always change by a degree or two or three, depending on where you're at, but... Yeah, it's a cold one, for sure, but no wind. It looks calm.
Yeah, well, yeah, we haven't had weather like this in, what, a decade?
This cold, I don't know. I'd have to go back. I don't really store that kind of stuff in memory. It's happened on and off every now and then. We're going to be in a cold phase for about a week, too. I mean, all next week is going to be, you know, 15, 16 highs, I think.
That's crazy. Well, I better keep an emergency nipper, you know, on hand, just in case if I get cold, I can just take a swig.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, me and Stan were in here this morning, but we got interfered with by a non-wanted station that just won't go away, so I don't know.
No, jeez. No, that happens. I take it he's lonely and bored and wants to try and insert himself into the equation.
Oh, that's it, right? I told him to go away. He won't do it, so I had to embrace him for a little while. He wants to just be facts, but what whatever. It all stems from one guy bringing his son out here that brought other people out here, and this is what you got now.
Eli didn't bring me nowhere. I've had this radio for over 5 years. Eli didn't bring nowhere.
You can hear Melissa in the background here.
Oh, man. It's getting deep. You got your waiters?
Look, it's real easy, Mike. If you really don't like somebody, you know what? Just avoid them. They can't do it. Via text, GMRS, any other radio service, they just can't do it.
Take some of your own advice. Take some of your own advice, Paul. That's all you do is attack me. Remember you said, if you don't like somebody, avoid them. You keep bringing my name up.
Having trouble talking this morning, Scott. You all right?
Anyway, yeah, what are you going to do? I tell you, man, some people, you know, they must love you so much that they got a picture up on their wall and they're turning Japanese up.
Well, the thing is, I told somebody, no matter where I go, they're going to follow and cause trouble. That's what they've always done. They'll tell you another story, but the fact is the facts, right? And that's just what they've done.
That is true. There's no sacred. Heck, you could be on Station 16 calling for, some type of an emergency distress, and they could be out there, you know, messing with you.
Yeah, if I owned a boat and was on a marine radio, they'd jam me there, too. You got that right. He's obviously distracted because he's got communication going over there to South Warren right now, you know, on the phone or whatever, and so he's not totally focused here at the moment.
Go ahead, Paul. Just keep making stuff up. I'm enjoying it, man. Have at it. You guys keep bringing my name up. I'm going to sit right here and keep on talking.
Well, that beats the jamming. At least we know it's you now.
I don't jam. Every time I key up, I'm going to say something. I've been listening, man, for quite a few months now. Just listening. And how can I possibly be jamming when I'm recording this stuff, all right? So get it out of your head. It ain't me.
Yeah, I'm sure you record 24/7 when you're on the radio. So what you're going to do, jam one morning, and then the next morning get your buddies out there to jam as though, see, you jammed out me. Quit jamming. You're a fool. Just like the day you played that recording, and then you come out here a little bit later and go, oh, man, I was wondering why I was so quiet. My battery was dead on my walkie-talkie. Yeah, I didn't even know. Yeah, nice cover job. No one read into that.
Hey, Paul, have you ever thought about writing a book?
I have, but I don't think you'd like the name of it. So I'm going to ask you one more time, Hubble, WSEU 202. I'm in the middle of talking to my friend, so I wish not to have you here. I told you that in the morning earlier. You just don't want to listen, so keep poking yourself in, I guess, if that's what you're going to do. That's what you've been doing all morning. WSHM 738. Over you, Mike. WRWB 489.
Well, we're talking about me, and I'll shut up.
I mean, well, what are you going to do? You know, look at what you're dealing with. It's just one of those things, man. You know, I mean, even when they do get caught with their hands in the cookie jar, they still deny it, and they scream, and then they point the finger at somebody else and say, no, they did it. You know, so anyway, besides all that, I got to be to work at 8 o'clock this morning, so get ready, go to work, do all that,
All right, very good.
Take it, Sam, had to take a bow out for a minute.
Not sure. Somebody's on the output.
It must be close to you, because I don't, yeah, I'm not going to hear it here.
I have my theory on who it is. And it's mobile. And they may have been trying to relay information, disrupting somebody from transmitting here that would seem to be distracted.
One of those things, huh? Get to be about as popular as Charlie Kirk was.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's easy, Mike. Just ignore people, right? When you do things, people are, and you get caught doing it, you're going to get called out for it, right? That's the way I'm wired. I'm sorry. I don't need to have a big argument on the radio, and I don't need to swear and cuss to get my point across. So, I mean, just go the other way. If you don't like somebody, go the other way. And it will all die down, but they can't do it. Never been able to do it, especially that kid.
Why don't you take your own advice?
Here nor there. I mean, you could preach that till the cows come home and they still won't get it. They'll still look like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, quit jamming and maybe I will go away from talking about you. But when you're jamming, I'm calling you out for it. I've only called three people out for doing it. The one has got so many doing it now, he doesn't need to do it so much. But three people I've caught jamming. Obvious. It's very obvious. And the ones who put jammers all around, Frazier, 15 in Little Mac, 16 Mile Road in Moravian. Should I go on and on and on? And you know the jamming on the other band, some of that was coming from him right there. Mike, you know that as well as I know that. I took 696 to 94 one day, and that, remember that thing that was up getting played there trying to jam us? Him.
Yes, I do remember that. That was going on for quite a while in the summer. I mean, it didn't really do much, but it was just enough to cause a, you know, like a small heterodyne.
Yeah, but my point is, don't sit there and lie and say you don't do that, because you do that. He does that. The kid does it. You do it. You do it here. You do it there. He's done it there. He's done it here. Your harem has grown by many more people now. It's just not you two, right? It's obvious.
Well, the ones that get me are the ones that jam their own friends on VHF and then try to blame somebody else for it.
Yeah, let me switch batteries here real quick.
Okay. I'll be standing by for a moment.
Okay, I should be back there.
Where you got people that jam here that also jam somewhere else, VHF, and they do it to their own friends and then try to blame somebody else for it they don't like.
Yeah, they're trying to do it to you now, but it's way underneath you, right? So it's not working, but this is what they do, man. On their mind, 100% of the time. No, just leave it alone. They tell me to do the same thing, leave it alone. Well, I'll leave it alone when you quit jamming. But up in that point, when you've been caught red-handed doing it, then I want to use this damn repeater. It's like, it's almost a bigger slap in the face to the owner of this thing. They jam it and then want to use it.
They do it everywhere you go. I mean, look at what you and a bunch of friends were having a round table on the 550, and they were doing it to you up there.
Oh, that's a fact. That definitely did happen, for sure. Yeah, that did happen. Yeah. Well, sure enough.
It's the same people that do it here, and the same people that do it down in, another band. I mean, my God. Anyway, besides all that, I'll probably be going to that Livonia swap.
Oh, okay.
And I figured I'd bring a bunch of stuff, and then, Gene said he's got some stuff. We'll bring it there. I told him I'd drive.
Ah, there you go.
Wanted to go to the antique radio show with his buddy Al that, runs that recording studio. But I don't know, he's like, if you're not going, meaning me, didn't want to go. I'm like, well, whatever, I mean, okay. I was going to go to that too, but I'm like, well, I can't take the time off, it's too late.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of, old radios, not really pertinent to ham radio. So there might be some of that stuff there, but, for the most part, it's all the old antique AM, FM radios.
Yeah, like the old, Atwater Kents and, Crosley's.
I'm sure all of that stuff and then some, right? And maybe some stereos from the 70s or whatever. The old silver-faced monster. I mean, stuff like that. It's not really going to be ham radio related. Like I said, there may be a miscellaneous table here or there of that, but for the most part, it's all the other stuff.
No, he knows what it is because he said he used to go to those all the time. He'd restore old console, style radios and the tabletops, floor standing ones, and refinish them and then take them to those shows. Tell them.
Very good.
What was that one in the 40s or 30s? Scott? Globe King or something? World Radio? I've seen one of those. It's like a big, tall stand-up. Council radio.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm not into that with those type of radios. It just doesn't do anything for me. And I'm not damning anybody that does. I mean, to each his own, when it comes to hobbies like that. I have a radio hobby. I don't really need that one. It does nothing for me.
Yeah, I used to collect those, types when I was a kid, for a while. I had one that it took these old big 6-volt batteries. They looked like car batteries.
Yeah, okay. See how peaceful it is out here without any interference? Just making a note of it.
That's how it should be, but, some people just feel the need to just every now and then, or
because I wanted QRM just to do it.
No, the problem begins when we come out here talking and then we get interfered with and then people get caught doing it and I point it out and I'll do it every time. So, you know, and that stops, then this stops. That's the way it works. You know what? As a ham operator, you know that it's kind of self-policing. So when you can identify somebody trying to give malicious interference, i.e. jamming, no problem calling that out.
You know, I'm sure if the field office in Farmington Hills was still open, I'm sure James A. Bridgewater would have been already on it and taking care of it a long time ago.
Yeah, gone to hell in a handbasket.
That Dave guy that we both know, he said he used to, when he worked for the Postal Service, that was one of his routes, was Bridgewater's office.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the big tall guy. Sure, I remember him. Yeah, I met him over at Frank's, like, in the 80s.
Yeah, I just call him the walking encyclopedia.
He's a pretty, pretty good guy, actually.
You know, for what he is, man, he's no dummy, I tell you. You could ask him a question about almost anything, he'd give you like a full, detailed, in-depth answer and the formula.
Yeah, he was into it for sure.
Yeah, he used to come up to the flea market shop all the time. Every Saturday he'd come up there with his wife.
Oh, okay, yeah. I lost touch of him for many years because I just knew him from Frank's. You know, and then I think I ran into him somewhere here the last X amount of years. He's got gray hair now, as we all do, of course.
Yeah, you might have ran into him at a swap. That's probably where you've seen him at.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it was a few years ago. It wasn't all that long ago, though.
Yeah, I know on the weekends, he still hangs out up there at Dixieland. He'll stay there for about a few hours and then go home.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's up there anymore.
He knows people that, you know, from up there, I guess.
Yeah, probably from hanging out there before, you know, so it is what it is. I gotta run downstairs a minute. I'll be right back. WSHM 738.
All right, I'll be here for a minute. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
This is a screenshot from October of 2025. So there is no 2025 on that one. This is at the point where I took it, so it shows 2024 and 2023, Mike. Could you read those two numbers? Please start with 2023 first, and then 2024, please.
144 and 135-363.
You kind of went 2024 first, and then you went backwards, but that's all right. Point proven. There you go. It's all a big lie there, Mike.
But they made more than you, you know, when, even though they haven't worked in, what, almost 30 years?
I don't really care. I just don't want to be jammed out here. Nobody should have to deal with that. Look what's happened. This thing used to be linked, several repeaters all the way even up to the UP. No more. Why? Even locally, just between Detroit and Mount Clemens, it covered a pretty wide swath. Huh? Why isn't it there anymore? I just asked the question. Why?
Well, you know, they'll say, well, because you got out here, and it's because of you, and you know, you caused that. Now, it was going on long before you even got out here. Long before. It just got to its, you know, tipping point.
Well, yeah, they'll use me as the excuse. You're why. Yeah, well, all I do is try talking to my friends that don't actually have ham license here. Right? You being one of them, Sam being another. Eventually it will be Bob, you know? And, well, Bob actually has a ham license. I can't really count him. But anyways, it's funny how we look past the jamming part, right? Because of their hatred of a few people. One guy in particular, but really a few people, right? Because it happens to you when you're talking to Charlie. They're doing it to you because, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? It's funny how they point to the, you're the problem, but we're going to jam you. We don't want to talk about that.
Heck, I've caught them doing it to, I can't even think of his name right now, but, I have a mind block, but they were doing it to a particular individual because they didn't like his voice. You know, because they think his voice is, you know, obnoxious and loud and annoying. Jack, somebody was doing it to him, and he was trying to talk to somebody, one of his friends or whatever, that, and he was just trying to talk to him, and they kept jamming him.
Yep, people that are full of hatred.
It was awfully funny because after they got done doing it here, they were talking somewhere else about it and thinking it was funny.
Of course, I call that stuff out all the time. You know what I mean? It's just I'm not a jammer, never been a jammer. So it's just what they do. All right, well, what time are you probably working pretty late tonight, eh, Mike? I'm guessing, you know, 5, 6, 7, I don't know.
Well, no, I work, you know, I work in the morning for a little bit. Then I got a bunch of time in between and come back in the evening and finish out. That's how they have it for the weekend. It sucks, but it is what it is.
Hey, Mike, I got a phone call, so I got to go. It's the guy in the Visqueen tent in the hospital. It's Bob. I got to go talk to him real quick. So probably by the time I get back, you'll be gone. So have a good day at work, and I'm sure we'll catch you later. WRWV 489, WSHM 738.
All right. We'll catch you later. And try not to, you know, hurt too many people's feelings on that one. Catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
Okay, you want me to pass any condolences to intensive care Aggie?
Not at the moment.
All right, we'll say you need that intensive skin therapy by whatever company that made that moisturizer cream. All right, we'll see you, Mike. WSHM 38.
Yep, catch you later.
sabotage yet. 218, stand by.
You are WB 49, and we are standing by. WSBQ 996. You out there this morning? WRWB 49. WSBQ 996. You got a copy. This is WRWB 49. SHS 567, you up this morning? That was you, Sam. You're barely getting in. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRZF 865, all
WRVT 618.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Is that you, Ricketts? Where's the Buffarillo?
Well, that voice is pretty obvious. Mike, there's Leonard Kobylinski.
What do you expect, man? People that live below the poverty line or don't have a job that want to make comments about people that are more successful than they are in life.
Leonard, you need a license to talk here. It's part of the crew. That one, it happens to be unlicensed.
What do you expect, you know? You expect more out of him? His whole life, you know, has been chasing somebody else's billfold. You know, if it's not his parents, it was his brother or, you know, somebody else.
Well, you know what? I don't care. He just needs a license to talk here. And I'll remind him every time. I'm pretty good with voices. That was him. They put in for a call here, WSCI 302 from WSHM 738. Okay, he doesn't have it on. You're in between now, Mike? Jobs?
I'm just going back right now. Right now it's 6 degrees. When I was up there, it was like 13.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you heard about Ronald McDonald, haven't you?
What about...
McDonald's didn't turn back when he jumped the freeway.
That's a good one. I heard a bit of that. He had the drummer get under it.
Yeah, that's one of the German crew. Yeah, that's one of the QRS crew there.
For that. Anyway, that was a good one.
Yeah. We'll see if that one makes.
WSEU 202, and we are mobile.
WRUB 578.
Alright, what's going on there, John? WSHM 738.
Oh, nothing much. James is over and he just programmed up one of the radios. He couldn't get Chirp to work right, so I was able to get it.
Alright. You're not charging him for the cold plug like somebody else a few years ago, are you?
No. No charge on a cold plug.
Alright.
So anyway, that's it. That's almost dinner time. I got to make a phone call. I got another radio sold, I think. Guy gave me his phone number. I got to give him a call.
All right. What's for dinner?
I'm going to go pick up some Thai and bring it back home.
Are you going to put Jim in a high chair and feed him?
Not feed him. Except for checks.
Alright.
So, anyway, let me let you go. I got to give that guy a call and see if I got the radio sold. No big sale, cheap radio. So I will catch up with you a little bit later. I'll probably be on the radio tonight. WRUZ 935.
Alright, just remember when I told you to buy that silver. I should have told you to buy coffee. Alright, see you later. WSHM 738. Oh yeah, too, by the way, you need to never make the statement, "I'll buy all the tea in China." That statement's antiquated today. You can't afford it because of the tariffs. WSHM 738. WSCI 302 from WSHM 738. Over.
Whatever you're trying, either move to another spot or try something else, because you have no audio. WRYS 363.
Radio check.
You're loud and clear.
is the radio check there? It's an SHM 738.
WSIL 946, monitoring the frequency.
Okay, keyed up now. I'm keyed up right now.
Let go.
WSCI 302, copy.
Yep, WSCI 302, sound good, from WSHM 738.
WSCI 302, and you can hear me, huh?
Yep, you're good. You're there, Steve. Perfect. WSCI 302 from WSHM 738. You're rocking and rolling.
WSCI 302, copy.
Yeah, you're good there. WSCI 302, no problem. Hear you loud and clear. Over.
Over, sounds good.
Just remember you need to ID every 15 minutes or at the end of your transmission. You'll be good. All right. WSHM 738, I'll be right back.
Some people just never grow up.
Yeah, that's actually true. So there's an influx of certain individuals that want to use this at times and screw around, and some unlicensed radio operators, all coming from one group. WSHM 738.
IU 709 mobile monitoring.
Don't you have something better to do?
WSDU 202.
WROWB 489, and we're standing by.
WSCI 302. Got a copy, Mike?
Hey, you finally got it going. What's going on?
Not much. Somebody I talked to on the phone helped me get it going. You know who.
I figured, you know, what was it? Just something simple in the chirp program?
Yeah, I had too many zeros. Too many zeros. Yep.
That'll do it. Yeah, so see this radio here, I just programmed it manually and never used the computer software.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm in a basement. I'm surprised you can still hear me pretty good. But you sound loud and clear.
The game is trying to get in. I'm just running here in my mobile. It's a 20-watt radio, and I'm just up over here by 23 and downer.
Oh, that's a good distance. Man, that is a good distance.
Sometimes where you can get troposphere ducting, you can get people coming in as far away as New York.
That's pretty good. That would be awesome. Or the people in Charlevoix. I hear people in Charlevoix every now and then.
That's very, very seldom. Sometimes you can only hear the person, some people can't hear the person that you're hearing and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Just depends.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty good, though.
Using that long, whipped, rubber duck, right?
Yeah, I have a couple different ones, yeah. Yep. Maybe I'll order one of those, Wigoli, or whatever it's called.
If you really want to get into the game, you know, you could always order yourself an outdoor antenna, like a GP9, a Comet GP9. Put one of those up, and that should do it, you know.
Oh yeah, in time. When I learn how to operate these radios better, I will, definitely.
Radio like a different radio or something, you know, and I'm looking at some options for the house. Right now I just, you know, for the house, I just run a handheld, just a little HT, the UV21R, which is a pretty nice radio. I bought two of them. One for when I carry with me to work, and then one for the house, and then I got this mobile here, this Radio Oddity QB25, it's a quad bander.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're sounding good, though, on that. You're sounding good on that.
Not too far away from the repeater, so I should have no trouble.
I'm just going to step in here for a quick minute. I'm on the phone, so I'm just going to be in and out real quick. I'm going to tell you, Steve, that that radio has beautiful audio, nice, loud, crisp, and clear. All right, to the SHM 738, hello to Mike, and I'm back on the phone here.
Thank you. Thank you on the crisp audio out of the basement. Finished basement, that is. In standing by a window in an enclosed room, so pretty good.
Look at Sam. He's on an HT, and he's down there in 1 and 9 mile in Vanguard area. He gets out with his HT, you know, and his house is mesh and plaster, so, you know, all that is like a third AK.
Yes, I do know how that is. You're right.
Oh, give me a minute here. I'm going to take a standby. I got to call somebody real quick. See what's going on. So, WRWB 489, and I'll be standing by.
Okay, roger. WSCI 302, standing by.
WSOZ 793 monitoring. WSAL 946. What's going on, Dave? There he is. What's happening now? Is this thing working?
Okay, I'm back. I just had a...
Where'd you go, Ralph?
I'm still in here. I'm here. What's up, brother?
Nothing, Stuff got moved around. I had to redo my antenna here and make sure it's working.
Yeah, good to hear from you, man. It's been a while. There's some things going on, I gather. You know, good to hear you from you, man.
Yeah, Roger, I appreciate it, man. Same to you. Sorry I didn't get baked in on the phone, but the phone died in the hospital, and it was a while before I could get my charger, blah, 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 blah. So what's happening out there? I miss anything?
Well, not really. Not really. The heckling's still going on Mount Clemens. Detroit's better. There's a couple of bad skiers on Detroit hearing again.
Yeah, you talking about them? Early morning, woe is me, I'm the victim, idiots out there.
Well, I don't know, I'm not on there early morning. Oh, hey, you hear about that barricaded gunman yesterday in Roseville?
Yeah, I read something about it today, what's up?
Well, it was about 3 blocks from me. I actually heard the cop got shot, and then they shot him in the arm or something, but I actually heard the gunfire. I was texting back and forth with one of my neighbors, and she went, that sounded like gunfire. I said, yeah, it did, and then, yeah, that's what it was.
WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
Yeah, I read about it this morning, but I didn't know he got shot. I was wondering if he did, because it's usually how it always ends up anyway. Even if they don't mention it in the article, I'm thinking in my head, yeah, he probably got shot, he or she, or whoever there, Roger.
Well, the police officer got shot. He's supposed to be okay. And then the guy, I think they shot him in the arm. He's going to be all right also.
Yeah, all right. very good. Anybody hear Alex out here?
I haven't talked to him in a while. I don't turn it on much anymore, Dave. It's been so darn quiet. I have to have it on now. I threw my call sign out about an hour ago. I heard nothing and left it on, and then he came in. Just talking to me.
WSHR 566.
Yeah, right. WSFZ 793 IP. So you say the idiots are still around though, eh?
Yeah, they are. For as little as I got the radio on these days. They're still out there. Get them guys in the morning. I think I'm hearing them like 3:30, right in there when they're getting off work, heading home, and they, they're geniuses. They got all the answers.
Frank?
And then they sit out there and cry that they're the victims, and that's why I don't work there, and you work barely getting into the repeater. But anyway, Ralph, got a break out there, and
try again.
Go ahead, sit back on the side a minute, and maybe get back in a little bit. Good talking to you. Sound good?
WSCI 302, standing by.
WSCI 793. You go ahead and let that break go.
I was whispering, that's probably why.
WSHR 566.
1 4 6 7 8 3
Still out there? Can you hear me? You were like
coming in there with bacon frying.
Yeah, Kevin. What's happening, man? Just talking to Dave. It's been a while, so
it's
good hearing from
you. Right, I got you, yeah. Right, because I'm still down here in the gates.
I got to take care of some stuff. You guys have fun. WSH Simpson.
I got a QSY into the speedway here. Catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
And it's WSAL 946. I'm clear and listening.
USCI 302. You still out there, Mike?
I'm still here. I just got back in the vehicle.
Roger. Oh, okay. This radio sounds clear. This is a whole different radio.
The audio quality on that one is, doesn't seem like it's that great. Not as good as your other one.
Yeah, it could be just the antenna. There's a whole different antenna on this one. Yeah, there's a different antenna on this one.
I'm better that time. Maybe it's just because of the audio missing at the bacon frying.
Oh, okay. I'm essentially outside now. I'm outside trying it out.
5x9. Not bad at all.
Yeah. Oh, I might have keyed up a little too quick, but yeah. Just different antennas. Different antennas, that's all. Little, it's a different radio, too, but still. The antennas are different.
Got a few guys over here by Ballard and Jefferson. They're out there. On their bucket.
Troopers. They're troopers.
It's only like 7 degrees out right now.
Look at the boss! It's a little chilly. Chilly to be on the bucket, but whatever. If you're dressed for it, that's good.
I think there was another station trying to chime in there. Go ahead again, but this time you'll actually identify yourself instead of just saying cuss words. Anyway, I'm almost at my destination here, so I will catch you in a minute. I'll be on the HT, but I'll still be in there.
Sounds good. I'll be standing by then. SCI 302. Bye.
Forget the 302 part. That's pretty easy.
That's part of it.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy?
Yes, copy. WSCI 302.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy?
Yes, I copy over here. WSCI 302, I copy.
It's a negative on WRVS 713, New Baltimore. This is WSGG 772. We're clearing out.
WIZX 218 WIUG 488 copy.
WB 49 and we're standing by.
Thank you.